Well, lawmakers are still deadlocked over a budget to operate state government starting July 1st. The issues holding up the agreement are centered on school funding, and tempers are short. Mal Leary joins us from the State House to talk about what a lack of a state budget will mean for the state. Mal, how you doing?
Pretty good.
So what happens if there's no budget come July 1st?
Well, there'll be what's called a partial shutdown of state government. I say only partial because essential state services will go on. For example, state police, prison guards. But there's a hitch. While they can be ordered to work under the emergency powers of the governor, they can't be paid until the money's appropriated with a budget. Eventually they'll be paid, but the checks can't be written without the legal authority of a budget passed by the legislature. There'll be a lot of state programs that won't feel the impact until after the long 4th of July weekend because they're not operating over the holiday. But if you're planning to take the family to a state park, well, they won't be operating, at least based on what's happened in the past. They're not considered essential.
What happens to other state programs that aren't essential, and who gets to decide what is and what isn't essential?
Well, there's a lot of programs that will be shut down. If history's any example, we'll be talking about thousands of state workers out of work the day after the 4th of July with no budget. We went through this shutdown in 1991. Then that was something that lawmakers who served then and reporters who were around then will never forget. Thousands of workers descended on the Capitol protesting the lack of a budget. It was packed with protesters. Thousands camped out in Capitol Park across the street. There were nearly every day loud, raucous demonstrations, tempers short, people screaming at each other in the hallways. And as for who's essential, in 1991, the then Attorney General, who's now a state senator, Mike Carpenter, and the governor then, John McKernan, were having to meet several times a day to figure out exactly who was essential. So there is some history to work from. Reporters were being called to news conferences 2-3 times a day as some agreement was reached that one group or another was essential and should be called back to work. And then there were the lawsuits, Nora. A lot of them. Several every single day were being filed by some group or another who felt they were essential and should be allowed to come back to work.
That sounds like a huge mess if there's not a budget. Why can't they agree on one?
Well, this goes back to the citizen initiative last fall. The 3% income tax surcharge on incomes over $200,000 a year. The voters passed it. But many Republicans say that's hurting small businesses that often pay their taxes through their personal income tax and will hurt efforts to bring professionals like doctors to the state because of that higher tax rate. Many Democrats are willing to compromise by finding a different funding source for education than that surtax. But they want more money for education than the House Republicans have agreed to. Right now, the Republicans in the House are holding to like a $50 million in additional education funding when folks on the other side are saying it should be closer to $150 million.
So what happens next?
Well, over this weekend, we're going to have leadership and members of the Appropriations Committee continuing to work to see if they can come up with some sort of compromise. The legislature comes back into session on Monday, already sort of behind the eight ball because they won't have that 10-day window in which the governor has to veto something, even if they reached an agreement and passed it by sometime Monday night.
Okay, Mal Leary, thank you.
Thank you, Nora.